Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, proudly bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap for Friday, the 30th of May, 2025. Let's dive straight into an interesting development from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. 13 years ago, Eric Insurance sold a controversial gap policy linked to a $31,000 vehicle loan. Regrettably, the policy was represented as obligatory with an added $1,495 premium folded into the loan. No proof of a product disclosure statement being given to the customer has been found. Plus, the 61% sales commission was not disclosed. The AFSCA has conclusively ruled this as an unfair sale, ordering Eric Insurance to offer a refund of the premium, boosted by interest and the ever-evolving inflation rate. It's a clear reminder to us all that transparency and the proper understanding of financial products matter. In reassurance news, Ascenda is showing us why insurance is so crucial during natural disasters. Flooding across New South Wales has led to more than 4,100 insurance claims, mainly focusing on personal property. Ascenda has decided to step in to lighten the load, offering up to a 3-month premium payment relief. Furthermore, they are providing access to counseling and health resources via their Vivo platform to help support their customers through these trying times. It again signals the industry's need to work on improved risk management strategies in a world increasingly affected by climate-related incidents. On the cybersecurity front, QBE is taking the lead, boosting its initiatives in response to mounting menace. Risk management is ever-changing, and QBE's key message is adaptability. As covered during their recent Cyber Insights event in Sydney, they're making significant investments into their global Q Cyber Protect policy and simplifying cyber risk management. QBE is keen on being instrumental as a cybersecurity guardian, ensuring local assurance by integrating their global expertise. Turning now to life insurance. Recent data from the Noble Oak Life Insurance Pulse Report has thrown a spotlight on a fascinating trend. Life insurance coverage among Australians aged 30 to 60 is on the upward trajectory, rising from 55 to 60% within the past year. This comes even as only 30% comprehend fully underwritten policies well. We are seeing life insurance take precedence over routine expenses, despite a lack of broad understanding. Here's an exhortation from Noble Oak for all of us, stressing the importance of consumer education about the benefits of fully underwritten policies. Of course, these are just some of the headlines making waves in the industry this week. For detailed coverage of these stories and more, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay secure, and see you next week for another wrap of your insurance news. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off.